The following recording is a May 26, 2011 work session on the bill LD 1527, the bill that would cause changes in the Maine Lobster Promotion Council. The bill was opposed by much of the industry, and the decision made at the hearing was to postpone any further action on the bill until 2012.
I apologize for that. That's why I turned it back over to Representative Wendell Weaver. We're going to break down a partisan caucuses, so because we've got some ideas and we want to really talk about this before, you know, and I before we move further on this, and then come back to the committee so we can, you know, come out with what we want to do. Yes, Senator.
I'm just talking out loud now, but I let everybody know I was supposed to leave at 5:30. I think I'm a little late there, but I'm working on legislative time now. For me, and I'm not making a motion for this because I'm already talking, so I can't do that. I would love to see this tabled. I definitely do not want to work it today. And I would much rather work it next week, you know, after the long holiday. It's time people get home. They've got some rides in front of them. I know I do. And, you know, I would love to be able to say, let's have a work session next week on it and then table the bill. But I can't do that. So that's where I am at, rather than a caucus.
I'd like to hold that. Well, can we wait until we break down in our partisan caucuses so we can just come back and then we could do that? Okay. Okay, sure. All right. You want to do that? Sure, but I think sometimes it might help.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. This, to me, has been one of the best-run committees that we've had all year. We've done a great job working together, I think. And every time I've asked for a partisan caucus, you have agreed to it. And I would certainly like to agree as a member of the committee to your request, even if only for 5 minutes, though I respect my colleague's sense that we can talk on mic here. If you would like, you know, a 5-minute caucus or 10, I think we should make it fairly brief given the time, and then we can come back and make appropriate motions. But I would be loath to.
It just cuts down on time, I think, when we do that, because I think this committee is wonderful, and we do talk together, and we work things out together, but I thought there's some ideas that we have that I think we just need to work out amongst ourselves and come back. Yeah, and we also like to have the work session, at the work session. We're thinking about having the work session next week early in the morning.
Right.
One day next week. Yeah, we don't want to rush this.
If we do break for Wednesday. Caucus, I think, you know, out of respect to all the people that are here listening, I don't think we ought to be behind closed doors for very long. But
no.
If you feel that's the thing that you want to make this work best, I would certainly support you on that.
Okay, thank you. And it'll be just very brief. Yes.
And we're having a work session next week?
Next week.
And so why are we having a caucus now?
Yeah, we're caucusing now so we can plan our thoughts for next week.
Okay?
Yes, Representative McDonald.
Now I'm confused. If we've already decided we're going to have a work session next week, then why do we need to caucus?
Well, that's true, too.
I thought we were going to caucus to decide whether we're going to...
Well, we can do that, too. If you want to work it today, you can, but
No. Maybe
we have to decide together. I mean...
No, I don't want to work this today.
Don't be confused.
why don't we have a 5 minutes?
Just 5 minutes, okay, and then we'll be right back.
It would be 5 minutes.
We're going to open up the work session for 1579. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we carry this over to the second half of the 125th.
And you said carry over, so that's not a tabling motion, so we can discuss that, correct?
Correct.
So we'd like to have some discussion. Representative Tilton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I understand the rationale behind carrying it over. But I also just want to say that those of us in elected positions take these positions knowing that bills come up at the last minute, knowing that the governor can put in a bill anytime he wants. We've certainly faced them before. We've certainly worked on bills and voted on bills with very little notice and very little time, for instance, the state budget, which will be coming up in the next couple of weeks. So I guess I'm not as uncomfortable with the pace of this initiative as others. And I would say that we have had a lot of time to consider that this needs to be done. Changes to the organization were recommended in the Lobster Industry Task Force report, which was at least 3 years ago. I don't even really remember how long ago it was. And I understand the timing of the bill is driven by the fact that the commissioner of the Department of Marine Resources did what we would want him to do. He came on board, and he immediately went out and talked to the industry. And even with all the background that had already been done, the discussions that he had had with the industry raised this issue to being an imperative, which he felt compelled to bring to us with the governor in the form of a bill. That's why it hasn't happened until now. It's nothing more sinister than that. In fact, I would be more suspicious of it if it had come earlier in the session, because that would mean that it was something that he had on his mind the minute he was confirmed and didn't even take the opportunity to get industry input. So I am not uncomfortable with the timing of it either. I personally think that we have everything we need to work this bill right here and now. I think we need to give the industry what we've known for years is needed. The commissioner has confirmed that it's needed now. I am willing. I probably have the longest drive of anybody at this table. I'm willing to stay and work the bill. That's just me. I just wanted to get it off my chest and offer it out there.
Senator Sullivan, then Representative Cooper. Thank you, Madam Chair. I will go along with that motion. I know there had been conversation, at least with me and others, that I would have preferred and still would prefer to have a stakeholders meeting. That means couple of committees where we sit in with the stakeholders and we sit and talk and have something ready to go by January. That would be my preference, but it certainly is not to work the bill today. I think even the perception that it was too quickly, I will say I knew about it on Tuesday, saw the bill on Tuesday night at about 5 o'clock. And it is fast, and I understand that. I'm disappointed that we're going to have to start basically from scratch in January and get us going further. I still would rather, as I said, I would rather have a couple of meetings this fall and be able to sit down, hash it out with everybody here and without all the confusion with lobbyists and everything else, not you, Mr. Groton, of course, and be able to really hash it out, have an honest conversation that would give everybody plenty of time to know about it. However, I think it's so important we not work it now that if I have to capitulate on anything, I'll capitulate on being able to having it in January. But boy, I sure would like to have something done, ready to go, and not be sitting there. Who knows what will happen in January and what takes our preference. Thank you. Representative Kruger and Representative McDonald, that I'd like to.
Thank you, Madam Chair. if this, I'm okay carrying it over, but if the motion, I think I'm going to oppose the motion to carry it over, and immediately after, if that were to fail, I would make a motion to table until time certain next week, so that we could come up with something, because I applaud the commissioner's effort, and I really think something needs to be done, but I want to see the stakeholders involved, and it doesn't give us much time, but at least we can have a conversation in the next week, and we sure will be here next week, and we will have some downtime, I suspect. I really need to speak about the process, and I'm saying this from the perspective of a member of the minority in the House of Representatives. And I'm not in leadership. I'm not ashamed that I'm a backbencher. But I really resent. I'm a backbencher by choice. I mean, if I wanted to be up front, I would be. But no. The health insurance bill came down, and I realize it's a little off topic, but I'm trying to make a point about this bill. The health insurance bill came down. The effort to eliminate, to kill the land use regulation came down. What's the other? With the labor, the right to work bill. A lot of these bills are coming down that have not had the appropriate process, and I have had enough of it. And this is my chance to speak up because I'm not on any of those other committees. I will speak up on the floor, perhaps, but I just think it's really important that a full hearing is given to major changes. And that's my big problem with this bill. So I would support a tabling motion, and I won't put up a big fight, but I'm going to oppose the carryover motion because we don't even know if it will carry over. It could be killed by the Legislative Council. So that a carryover motion, even if we pass it, may not wind up carrying over this bill, and we will have to start from scratch. So thank you.
Okay. Representative McDonald.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will support the carryover motion, and I would note that if it is successfully carried over, that we won't be starting from scratch. We will have this vehicle, which may be the right starting point. It seems to have sparked a lot of, in very short notice, some very good conversation that I realize over the next 4 months that impetus from today is going to change, but we'll still have the bill. And if we set ourselves a deadline of January 30th to have it done and work it that month, and some conversations can go on in the meantime, that would seem to me to be the best process. Because while some of us appear to believe that yes, we have the fortitude and the gumption that to go ahead in this kind of what happens in life, I don't think we should embark on this process in such a way that the chatter on the radios tomorrow will be, they did it to us again, they speeded something through, it's lousy, blah, blah, blah. I don't think we want that. I think what we want is support from the industry, and I don't think we'll get it even if we do it next week. I think we need a little longer time for this to marinate.
Okay. I think, though, we need to stop the rhetoric about the quickness in the process, because in other legislatures, and when I was in the minority, this happened all the time. So let's move on and just talk about the bill and what we would like to do and how we would like to work this. I was with Senator Sullivan, and I really felt that if we could possibly do something this summer, so we're ready in January to, and if we could get a stakeholders group together, the problem is paying for it. How would we have it paid for? And that's the real issue here. If you'd like to meet next week so we can really, we're working the bill now. But even this, I think we're rushing, personally. But yes, Representative.
Thank you. There were a couple people that spoke that said sometimes you don't make such a good decision when you hurry. I concur with that I do better hearing data information and processing a little bit. I don't want the state spending any money for a stakeholders group. That I think a lot of committees do too much of that, and so I'm philosophically against that. I would love the stakeholders to get together and come back. I have mixed emotions whether next week or carryover. My thought on hearing some of this discussion is if we meet next, say, Thursday morning and do a work session, and if we can't get things resolved, if we have still a lot of questions, to me, we can still ask for a carryover at that point. And so that would give people a week to work. And if we can get it solved, good. If we don't feel comfortable with it, we can still ask for a carryover. So that's my suggestion.
Okay. Allison, how much time? I know we start session very early next week. Like 9 a.m.
In the House.
In the House, not the Senate. So the Senate, three senators will get together, we'll work the bill. No kidding. How do you think we can work this? Because I'm interested in having another work session to go over this. We have a motion. Okay, we have to move on. We have a second on the motion, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we can still talk about this.
Let's find out what our chances are of meeting next week just to see if that's an option before we go.
Definitely.
I asked our director across the hall, and he thought we had a decent chance of getting together next week. I have to send a permission slip, which the chairs will need to sign up, and could see what happens.
Representative Weaver.
Well, if that's the case, if we can vote, we'll vote on the carryover. But also, if that does fail, we could just table until Thursday and then
Thursday?
Do it.
We could sometime Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
Senator Langley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess what I'd like to sort of ask of the committee, if they would, is just sort of like a straw poll of because if the straw poll goes, then I can withdraw my motion for a carryover, and that can be made next week. How many folks would be in favor of working it one more session next week, and then, if unresolved, go to a carryover? If there's a majority of people that would want to work.
I want to say something for
them. Yes.
This is just a straw poll.
Yes.
Just one, two.
Well, Senator Sullivan, say something before you
okay.
Vote.
I only would say, I guess I would have concerns if we really are going to make a real effort, and I don't mean to downplay what you just said, but to work a bill early in the morning, you're going to ask the public, the very thing people we want to have here be here early in the morning, is unfair. However, knowing what goes on in the and believe me, I'm in trouble. Let's put it that way. As well, I should
no,
be
no, no, no.
Now, but one of the things they do is move committees over in the building,
right?
Because there is a lot of downtown. As we get further along, you know, you've got that time where you're waiting for supplements from one body to the other, and they have the little bells that show that if there's a vote being taken. We could work that on any day that we needed to over there upstairs on the fourth floor and just go down and vote when we needed to. So that's an option rather than the morning, and it would, if we picked the day, and we were able to pick a room, and they've been able to do that. A lot of them have already started doing different ones. I just wouldn't want to do it in the morning. So I would be in favor of whatever that vote was if we don't do it in the morning.
Yeah, Veronica, and it will have to check on that.
Right, because Thursday they're taken over there. There's no rooms over there.
Yeah. On Thursday there's no room, so we'd have to get together sooner than that.
Did you hear that suggestion?
Okay.
Did you hear that suggestion, Madam Chair?
No, I didn't.
We could do lunchtime.
Yeah, lunchtime's good.
And DNR okay. Could give us lobster rolls that would get us in the mood.
Okay, Representative Chapman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm concerned that even if we do a work session next week, we will not have had an opportunity for additional public hearing. And that's my concern, and that's why I'm not interested in a work session next week, and that's why I think the carryover motion is the better option. Thank you.
Well, why don't we call the straw poll and see who is willing to work the bill, and then we can go on and see that.
Well, why don't we vote on the carryover? That's the motion.
Okay.
We've got to do that.
We'll do that. Okay. All in favor, carryover. So you don't want to work the bill? You don't want to work the bill?
So.
Okay.
Maybe because it's working it next week, and I still think that's...
Yes, too soon.
Sure.
And about those that are opposed to the carryover? Well, we're in the minority. Okay, the carryover wins. I would like to make a motion, though, to still have a work session next week. Is there a second?
Why?
Well, you want to do that?
We've carried it over. There's no action to take in a work session after.
Well, I'm trying to get both mics. So, oh, well, I guess I'm always trying to find a way we could do both. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. All righty. Okay. Well, before everybody goes home, we're going to be carrying it over. But since we're not going to be meeting again,
I'm going to get off the mic.